quote here for a moment. You say, I am troubled by a system of justice, modestly termed accusatory, meaning that anyone can come along and accuse another fellow of any crime. That is, in fact, the foundation of our judicial system. People level accusations. They then have to swear to them. And in fact, that is what the complainant, the victim, so alleged victim in this case, has done. Do you have any reason to doubt the veracity of her complaint?
What I say is that in this system, which is the American system, there is good side and bad sides. The bad side is that for someone like Dominique Strauss-Kahn, if it appears that the claim is false, if it appears that he did not commit the crime of which he is accused, the current moment, the moment of today, will be something terrible which will follow him till the end of his life. There is something so violent, so cruel, so brutal in these images which have been shot of him and released worldwide. I know that it is a case of any man and that there is a sort of democratic obligation to treat each man as if equally. But the problem is that this is hypocrisy. Everybody knows that Dominique Strauss-Kahn is not exactly anyone. Everybody knows that an average man suspected of having committed a crime goes out of the police station, there will be no photographer, there will be nobody. If it is Dominique Strauss-Kahn, director of the IMF, you will have the press of all over the world. So the apparent equality of treatment between the average guy and Dominique Strauss-Kahn turns out to be a real inequality. It turns to be really unfair to him.
If what you're saying is that an accusation once leveled, even if disproven, the reputational harm is never undone, there's absolutely no question about that, Bernard. That is true in any accusatory system. But again, that's why I come back to the question, do you have any reason not to believe the woman whose accusation is at the heart of this case right now?
I have no reason. I have no reason, Elliot. I was not in the 2806 room of Sofitel. I have, of course, no reason. The only thing which I can say is that, and I know what I'm saying. I am a friend of Dominique Strauss-Kahn since a quarter of a century, and this sort of attitude, this crime of which he is accused, does not match with the Dominique Strauss-Kahn I know. It does not match. It is not him.
Do you think, given the current state of affairs, given the integral role the IMF plays in world finance, for the good of the world economy, he should step down merely to permit the IMF to reassume its position of negotiating the international loan agreements that need to be consummated?
One thing I'm sure of is that if Dominique Strauss-Kahn had to go out of IMF, it would not be good for the world economy, and it would not be good for the balance of powers and the check and balances all over the world.
Final question, Bernard. Do you believe, do you put any credence in the theories that this was perhaps a setup orchestrated by the party of President Sarkozy?
Of course not. This is really plot theory, conspiracy theory. When people are destabilized, where they are shocked by an event which they do not understand, they try to find a plot, because it is comfortable to have a plot. It is comfortable to believe in a conspiracy. It is an easy explanation of something who appears as such a big shock.
Bernard-Henri Lévy, always fascinating.